They've been deep fried, they've been sold in fancy Auckland bakeries, and they've even been made into a burger. But the latest iteration of the South Island's famous cheese roll might be just too much for some, because Invercargill couple Jacinta and Chase Leith reckon they've found the perfect vegan cheese roll recipe, and they're about to open the city's first fully vegan food truck with the cheese roll, one of the first creations to roll out of the oven. And Chase joins me now. Kia ora, Chase.
Kia ora, how you going?
Not too bad. So the first question, is it really a cheese roll if it doesn't have any cheese in it?
Oh, great question. Very philosophical to start with. I would say yes, it tastes just like a cheese roll, and it's even got a bit of onion zing to it to keep that traditional Southland flavour.
What does vegan cheese have in it?
So vegan cheese, mainly the flavour comes from nutritional yeast, which is like this yellow powder that kind of looks like cheese, but it definitely has that flavour to it as well.
So without giving your secret away, how do you make a vegan cheese roll?
Ooh, okay, plenty of secrets coming in here. Very similar to a regular cheese roll, but we make it more of like a creamy base, so it's got that real creamy texture to it, and then we add in the nutritional yeast, that secret ingredient with the onions to really give it a cheese flavour. It doesn't have the same pull-apart factor, but all that cheesy flavour is there without the cow's milk.
And what I would think, I'm not really an aficionado of the cheese roll coming from North Island town, but do they have like butter on the outside of them? And you kind of...
Oh, yeah. So, it's a very important ingredient. Yeah, we use olivani on the top and on the bottom to crispen up the bread a little bit, because if you don't put the fat on the outside of it, it doesn't come that nice golden colour that a good cheese roll should have.
Uh-huh. And what do vegans make of them? What do your customers think?
Well, the vegans are loving the outlet to be able to enjoy like a traditional food that we have down here. And even with the diet that they've chosen, they're still able to take part in it. And even people that aren't vegan, that are just dairy free, are happy to jump on the wagon as well, because sometimes our diet can make the choice for us and we don't really feel like we're missing out.
No, and the cheese roll's not something you'd have every day, is it?
Oh, I wouldn't call it an everyday food, but easily could be. It's delicious.
Are they greasy?
Oh, a little bit, but as crazy as anything would be with cheese in it, yeah.
Well, not cheese. Cheese, not cheese.
Oh, not cheese, yeah. Cheese, not cheese. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to call it that.
How does it taste? Yummy?
Yeah, very, very similar. So I grew up in Southland. I've grown up on cheese rolls, and that was just one of the flavours we wanted to catch again and bring it back to life, but in a vegan way. So as far as I can remember, it tastes just like I remember.
And you grew up on a dairy farm. Did you become a vegan because of that, or early on, or when?
Oh, good. I'm not sure, actually, how it come around. But I grew up on a dairy farm milking the cows. And then as an adult, it was only about 2 years ago I made the change. It was pretty hard to come out to the family. It was a tough decision over dinner.
How did you do it?
I think we invited my dad round, and we were sitting around for dinner, and we were just cooking it up. And I said, Oh, we've decided that we're not going to eat animals anymore. And it was some serious stares from across the table, but it's all okay now. And they're willing to try some of the vegan food with us too.
Oh, that's good. And is it just your father, is it?
My father and we all grew up on a dairy farm. But yeah, he was the one that we invited over, especially to tell him, so I thought it was going to be a hard story to sell.
And do you think he'll make any vegan food for you if you went round for dinner?
He carefully said he was definitely not going to make any himself, but he's happy to enjoy the stuff we make.
Oh, sounds good. And what about the backlash to the idea from non-vegans? Have they said, look, leave our cheese rolls alone?
Oh, we do get a little bit of that, actually. There is a bit of a, I guess we're in dairy country down here, so every time we take in dairy out of products, we do get a little bit of backlash. But in saying that, we do get a lot of support. There's probably more vegans down here than we know about, a lot of them just hiding in all the crooks and crannies of town.
Where do you park the food truck?
So at the moment we're at the Ascot Markets, the Ascot Raceway Markets, on Sundays, and we just set up there.
What else is on the menu, Chase?
So our other delicacies we've got cinnamon scrolls, which are probably our next favourite on the list. We make plenty of those each weekend. We do a custard slice, it's an apple pie with custard on it. We've got some hazelnut brownies we make. And Oh, and cheesecakes. I don't know, so my wife's just walking through the room. Last week we made Biscoff cheesecakes and they were a real hit for the first week out. So they're going to make a return this weekend.
Well, that's good. And Jacinta's trying her hand at Southern Sushi, I believe.
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Jacinta. How are you?
Hi. Good. Good. Yeah. No. I'm actually Australian. So when it came to living in the Southland, it was like, what are these cheese rolls? And I didn't like them at the start, but I was happy to try and veganize them. And I feel like they're better than the normal cheese rolls. But I'm not a Southlander, so I probably can't make that judgment.
And was it your influence that persuaded Chase to become a vegan?
No, it was actually the other way around. He was the one that was more into the Netflix documentaries, I guess. I was I was happy being me, and then he made me watch a documentary with him on Netflix, and yeah, the rest is history. But no, it's okay. It's been 2 years, and I feel like at the start we were missing out on a lot of food because it was, I think, not well known being a vegan 2 years ago. But now, like, you go to the supermarket and you've got about 10 options of chicken nuggets these days that are vegan, and it's gone crazy now. Like, but yeah, so it's quite good now, not missing out on much food. So
are there enough vegans in Invercargill to keep you
we're on an Invercargill vegan page, and there's probably about, oh, I think it's like 400 people on that page, which I was shocked by. But yeah, and then people who are, a lot of people are dairy free, so we get a lot of people that come up and go, oh look, it's so good to get, you know, a sweet treat, or like a, you know, say a cheesecake with no dairy in it, because, you know, a lot of people are lactose intolerant. So a lot of people are getting, you know, they're quite happy to support us because they're dairy free. So it's quite good.
Yeah, very good. The only thing I've found with vegan food when I've had it, you know, go to a vegan cafe and try the food, is sometimes it's just a little bit greasy.
Greasy, yeah. So I feel like some people who are making it would put lots of oil in it to
oil.
Make it taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like
fat does taste good.
Fat does taste good. But I feel like if you go to we have no vegan cafes here, but if we go to a cafe and they have a vegan option, they'll put it under the sugar-free and
the
gluten-free section. And it's practically just like, to me, it's like a coconut oil greasy bar. So yeah. I feel like they're trying to put it as like a healthy, oh, it's a vegan coconut bar, but it's like, oh, vegans can actually have sugar. Like, it's real hard for us being in the Invercargill to have a vegan option that's actually delicious.
A sweet treat, something that's really nice.
Yeah. So, because, you know, if we go to Wanaka in Queenstown, there's so many vegan options there in Dunedin, where Invercargill is like, there's nothing. There's zero vegan options here at all. So, but I try not to make too much greasy food because, yeah.
No, I'm not suggesting
I'm
you
like,
do.
I'm more about the sugar. I'm a sweet person, so yeah.
And also, there's lots of fruits and vegetables galore that you can incorporate in your cooking.
Absolutely,
our apple pie, our apple crumble that we make.
It's from your mum's apple tree.
It's from my mum's apple tree. So Otago apples are grown, and we use her apples.
Delicious. Bet that's nice.
Yeah, it's so good.
All right, so you stand by your cheese roll.
Mm-hmm. Yes, set to come down one day, away from Auckland.
Right. How much is it going to set me back at the food truck?
Two cheese rolls for $5. You know,
two
can't
cheese
go
rolls
wrong with that.
For five, that's really good value.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
And what's
we want to make it?
Ask what kind of bread is it?
White bread,
classic white,
full of sugar. White bread, not healthy.
Can't make it too healthy. Exactly, it's got to taste new. It's got to taste good.
And you're back in the market on the weekend, or when is the market
Sundays.
On Saturdays, right?
Oh, yeah, Sundays.
You better get cooking.
Get cooking. Yeah, we actually work full time, so it's actually like our Saturdays all day in the kitchen and Sundays all go, because we both work full time Monday to Friday, so
it's a busy weekend.
It's a busy week. Like, we didn't realize how popular we would be, so it's exciting, but yeah, it's good.
Good on you. Well, you might be able to give up your day jobs and take that
maybe
on.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, great to talk to you, Jacinta and Chase. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, that's great talking to you.
That's Jacinta and Chase Leith and their fully vegan food truck. And